Getting to know you.
That's right. Live microphone in the wild.
Getting to know
on a sweltering summer day in the stockyards. You never know who you're going to meet in the stockyards.
No, you don't.
And out of Queensland, Australia, new Hank fan.
Oh, wow.
Jason.
So it's true, though, that in Australia, you are never more than 5 feet away from something that can lethally kill you at any moment, right?
If you're looking hard enough, yeah, you could.
Well, wouldn't you want to look? I mean, otherwise.
Well, we get a bit, I suppose we get a little bit blasé. We get used to it all, you know. There could be a brown snake there or a redback or something like that, you know.
Oh, just nonchalant. I love it. Very cool. Obviously, on vacation, on holiday?
We've been here 3 days in America. First day in Los Angeles.
What did you see in L.A.?
I got a 6-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old son. We've come over here.
Yeah.
So the first couple of days for the 6-year-old, went to Disneyland.
Oh, very good.
And then went to Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And then just here yesterday, went to the rodeo here at the Coliseum.
Yes,
it was pretty good. It was a good show.
Isn't it great?
I see. And my older boys have qualified for the YBR, the Youth World Bull Riding Finals Abilene.
Oh, so your boys are bull riders?
Yeah. The older boy, 18, he's got a scholarship with Odessa College.
Oh, very cool.
So he's joined their rodeo team.
All right.
As a bull rider.
That's awesome. Well, I was raised in Odessa, so there you go. I'll give you some pointers, don't worry, and things to watch out for, namely the city. What is the are there big differences between American rodeo, Texas rodeo, and Australian rodeo? Do y'all, like, do anything different down there?
I suppose it's the rodeo itself is pretty much the same. It's the same worldwide, I think. The facilities, and I think this one here is probably up there. I don't know. I haven't been to too many.
Oh, it's historic.
You know, it's air conditioned. It's indoors. It's
air conditioning's not a big thing down there, is it?
No.
How and why did that just never cross over? You're actually closer to Antarctica, so just go get some ice, bring it up.
That's,
why not?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
They want to make sure people don't get too soft over there.
So I didn't know do they still have to ride for 8 seconds, or I know you're on the metric system, and I didn't know
eight
if that
seconds.
Changed.
Okay.
What have you seen down here? What are your impressions of Texas?
Oh, everything. You know, you drive on the wrong side of the road to start with.
You know what, though? I say that, too, for people here, because they literally do, regardless.
Well, last night, we were introduced to it, and we got to the stoplights up here, and the car just started jumping off the ground a bit. I don't know what it was.
It's a lowrider. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, that's indigenous, by the way, to Odessa. Yeah. So I'll just like. All right, well, enjoy. I'm going to go walk about.
Yeah, right.
There he is. Jason from Queensland, Australia.
How great.
Down in the stockyards. Then he hopped away.
Real Country Mornings on your radio. KB and Marley. Hank FM.